What's up, folks? What's going on? It's another long overdue episode of Thoroughbred Teamsters Podcast. I'm your host, Jay Rich, from Northern California's Local 315. You know, I'm gonna let this beat play out for a minute. It's been a while. Can't see it, but I'm bobbing my head. All right, that's enough. Let's get to business. It's been a while. Man, how long has it been? I think it's been since late March. March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November. Damn near 7.5, almost 8 months. Man, time flies, huh? When you're working hard. While I've kind of glanced over what the previous episodes were before my little sabbatical, a lot of it was geared towards our preload, and that's probably what the next few episodes will be about, kind of what's been going on there. And unfortunately, nothing bad, no drama. You know, it's actually really some good things, some good growth, and I kind of want to share that with you guys. I think one of the things I mentioned on one of the last episodes I did was I put my name on a bid list, relief bid for a shifter position in our yard. For those that don't know, the shifter position is when you drive the tractor trailer, moving the trailers around, all that fun stuff. Won the bid. The gal that was, actually that I've talked about, before on the show, Lynn, Mama Bear Lynn, she came back, did her thing. And then unfortunately had to go back out on leave, you know, some, physical issues of directly related to the job. So I got the bid, took a while to get trained for that. If, you know, I don't know how it is in other centers, but for us, shifter in our little tiny building is the lowest of the lowest of totem poles when it comes to training. It took a few months, a little bit of drama involved there. Grievances were filed, had to talk to people that were kind of doing my job that had lower than seniority than me. But in the end, it worked out. Finally got trained. And let me just say, if you have never done feeder or shifter and you plan on doing it in the future, the best thing you could do is have some just trailer pulling experience, any trailers, little utility trailers, RVs or, you know, recreational trailers, anything. That's what helped me the most. I was probably tripping off learning the tractor the most, but that was probably the easiest thing to learn. And I didn't have to really learn the trailers other than it's just, you know, you're pulling a big 53 footer, parking that versus parking a little 6x10, which is what I'm really used to, but just kind of the physics of backing and turning and all that nonsense. So learned the shifter. And I've been on preload ever since. I believe I started back in June. For those that have listened before, you kind of know the issues we've had on preload, or I've kind of at least alluded or laid out clues here and there. I don't get too much into the dirty laundry of preload, but we've had some issues in the past, recent past. You know, soups that like to work, soups that think they're, you know, above the contract and this and that. But we've weeded all that out. And we really got a solid crew. A lot of new soups there. I think, except with the exception of our full-time soup, full-time preload soup, I think I probably got more years in at the company than all of our part-times combined. So that might be common at many buildings, or maybe it's just us or whatever. But they came in, and I kind of, you know, you just kind of got to let them know how things go at the building. In terms of working, not working, you got to teach them about seniority. You got to explain the contract to them, not so much so that you allow them to use it against you, but you got to say, look, this is what we go by, this is what we're doing, and this is how we roll. I know some of you are saying, oh, watch out. I know. But just compared to what it's been in the past, what I've seen, night and day from a year ago, night and day. Our seniority list in the preload is, Jesus, if you look at it, I would say, I wouldn't be surprised if about 66 to 75% of our seniority list is a year and under. I mean, that's how crazy it is. And, you know, just get a lot of people coming in. Even when I got on the preload, there were some issues that had to be tended to. as usual, high turnover rate. But this time it included a lot of higher seniority people. Some of them going to the local sort shift. Those that don't know, that's kind of the PM part-time shift, 5 to 9 PM. And again, for those that don't know, preload is roughly around 3 to 8 PM for us. But with peak coming, that's changing the start time slowly but surely getting earlier. But I'm going to let you guys know, you know how I roll. I don't really got any notes in front of me. I don't have any notes. I'm just kind of freestyling right now. So forgive me on the kind of just thinking out loud almost. But I'm glad to be back on the mic. I'm so proud of what preload is accomplishing, what our building is accomplishing. We kind of feel like we're getting out of that rut, that COVID rut. I mean, it ain't perfect. We ain't completely out the woods yet, but we feel like there's a rearview mirror to look into now. But now we're going into peak, first peak after COVID. We get helpers this year, I believe. PVDs, I'm not a fan of PVDs at all, but I get the purpose they serve. I understand last year, you know, when we didn't have helpers, but this year, if we can have helpers, I don't see why we need PVDs. But that's just my two cents on that. Let's see, what else? I mean, I got a lot of stuff to talk about on preload. I'm really not going to talk a lot about it right now. I just wanted to kind of get back into the groove of things. I had to dust off my little board, dust off the mic. Let's see, what else can I get on right now? Shifter position. So let me bring it back to Mama Bear Lynn. You know, I'm not going to get too much into, you know, what has taken her out physically for the moment, but I can see how that job can tear your body up. You know, you're just constantly hopping in and out of this tractor. You're pretty much climbing a ladder. When we're not doing the shifting, you know, we're doing some clerk work, and there's a ladder you have to climb to get up to that station as well. So you're just constantly climbing in and out. You're constantly pulling yourself into the cab. When you're going down the ladder, you're hanging on to the ladder. And, you know, I can feel it affecting my shoulders right now. And I already don't got good shoulders from previous work-related issues. So now I really got to take it slow. There's this, you know, for those familiar with the tractor or with the trailers, when you're connecting or coupling or decoupling from a trailer and you get underneath and you release it from that kingpin, I believe that's what it's called. Any feeders, feel free to hit me up and correct me. You can hit me up on Twitter at NorCal Teamster, all one word, NorCalTeamster. Facebook, Thoroughbred Teamsters Podcast, spaced out those words. You can even hit me up on Instagram, Thoroughbred Teamsters Podcast, all one word. But when I get underneath that trailer and I'm pulling that, you know, I don't know what it's called, I can feel my shoulder just want to shred. And I'm trying to do it as cautiously and as, you know, not using, I mean, I'm sure I'm doing something wrong, but it's so far under there, even with my long arms, it's a hard pull. I mean, I can't describe the angle of it, and it's so far underneath there. It's just, you know, one of my buddies, shout out to Nick, he hit me up, and he was like, hey, you know, we got these tools out here. You got to order it yourself, but we got these tools that are available, and I ordered one, and I'm supposed to get it Wednesday. Came in a couple different varieties, one of them being a pickaxe. Didn't want to be walking around with a pickaxe, though, on the yard. Thought that might come into some issues, so I just kind of got this regular. It looks like just a long bar. I don't know if it's steel or not, or aluminum, or alloy, or whatever, but it's supposed to allow me to reach under that trailer without sticking my arm all the way under it, putting it in that awkward position, and then pulling it. So look forward to getting that. Been a while since I've been looking forward to receiving a tool. Not exactly Mr. Toolman over here. But let's see, what else? I feel like I'm amped up right now. Telling you, I just got off a 8-hour shift Monday. What is it? Monday, November 1st. Normally I'm tired by now, but got a good 5 hours of sleep. And that's another thing. Since I've started this shift, it's less physical and the hours are there. I'm actually picking up Saturdays now too. So I'm working Mondays through Saturdays and the hours range. But, you know, I'm not getting the sleep that I normally would as a package car driver, but I'm also doing a lot more physical activity as a package car driver too. So I've unfortunately gained some weight, got a big old baller belly right now. I function well without that much sleep. As long as I'm not, I mean, don't get it twisted. I come home sometimes and I'll take a 2-hour nap and then I'll wake up, handle my day. I love being home during the day. And then, you know, I might hit the sack at like 8 o'clock, wake up at about 2 a.m. And those have been my work days for the last 6 months, 7 months. And I don't mind it. Wifey hates it. She hates those hours. She doesn't. It interrupts her sleep, her rhythm. Sorry, babe, but you know, I love being able to be home. Like I said, allows me to work on the business a little bit more, and I'll talk more about that in future episodes. Apparel business is going all right. It's going all right. After I get off of this, I'm probably actually gonna try to work on some beanies, some Teamsters beanies that I've been working on. Let's see, what else? My daughters. I'm going to talk about my daughters real quick because being home allows me to hang out more with my family, which is good and bad. Good because I get to see them more. Bad because now I'm getting on their nerves more. So figure that one out. But my oldest daughter, she has a play coming up. I'll be able to see that instead of working late. She's in high school. She's a senior, so get to see that play. My youngest one, she just started basketball. She's 7. Being home would allow me not only to see her games, but to see her practices as well too. So I love that. So, let's see what else. Yeah, this isn't going to be a long one, folks. I know sometimes I can get pretty long winded, go for 30, 40 minutes like it's nothing, but I just wanted to get back on, try to get back into the rhythm of things. We got Pete coming up. Hopefully, what's funny about that is I get a sense that the company's not really sure what to expect. Of course, we expect it to be busy, but what we're seeing right now at our building, maybe you're seeing it at your buildings, we're getting the volume now. I mean, the volume's starting to kick in right now. And the thing about our area, our building, is we got a lot of growth in our cities and towns and nearbys. So we like the town that we're in, Oakley, California. Houses are just, it feels like, this used to be really farmland, a lot of farmland. And what's happening now is a lot of that farmland's being broken off, parceled off, sold off, and now it's being developed. So we got a lot of developments being built, both in Oakley and in Brentwood. I don't know if Brentwood's doing as much, but you just see the growth. They're just constantly building. I see Antioch, which is also nearby. Antioch's doing a lot of building too. We just got a lot of kind of like unpredictable volume is what I'm sensing from the growth, from people being concerned that, what is it? I hear a lot of talk about those containers being stuck in the sea, in the ocean down south, shipping containers that are waiting to unload their stuff. So people are kind of nervous that they're not going to get their Christmas gifts on time. So they're ordering early, you know, all sorts of stuff. So don't know what to expect this year. Looks like the company, at least in our building, is kind of over-preparing, which I believe the drivers are relieved, because even though it's starting to calm down a little bit, there's still a lot of guys that just been working 6 days a week. They're tired. They're exhausted. And that's been going on since, what, early last year, 2020. You know, I know those guys want some helpers. You know, I don't think they're worried as much about OT. I don't think most of them are worried about OT this year, because they've just been having it all year. I think they're just a little concerned that it's like this, when are we going to get a break? When are we going to get a break? And yes, they're filing 9-5 grievances and all that, but I mean, those checks are nice, but you know, so is rest. So anyway, let's see, before I wind it down, what can I end this on? One of the things I'm going to be talking about is how I've been, like I mentioned, the work that I've been doing on preload, but also working, since we do have a seniority list that is majority of 1 year and under, it seems like. I'm not sure if that's the exact number. I don't have a seniority list in front of me, and it's tough as hell to get an updated, a current one. I have been working with the low seniorities, the brand new guys, the men and women that have still on their 70, their 70-day probation. You know, not so much working with them, just kind of, you know, looking out for them, making sure they take their breaks, making sure they don't work off the clock, making sure they don't have any attendance issues, which has been an issue in the past. just kind of putting them on a nice little path versus, you know, when you talk to some of the people, oh, when I first came in, no one talked to me about nothing. No one told me how to load a truck. No one told me how to, you know, what to do. No one from the, you know, no union reps, no management. And that's unfortunate. But that's what I'm one of the things I'm glad about being on this preload is that I do have a chance to work with people. I want to ease them into it. Cause I do believe if you kind of come at them and approach them in a very aggressive tone, like that can be a turnoff for them. So just hope they, I can see some of them appreciate it. Some of them look like deer in the headlights and some of them kind of hit the ground running. So there's a wide variety of that, but now we're getting to the point to where we're just going to be hiring a bunch of people every week. And, you know how that is for those of you that have been there for a while, but anyway, again, I'm pumped. I'm ready to start winding this one down. Let's hit that beat. Like that. All right. So please stay tuned while I try to get my feet wet again with this. Is that even a saying? I don't know. I love doing the podcast. I miss doing it. But just ain't enough hours in a day to be Jay. Can't make apparel, you know, raise a family, keep a wife happy, which seems to be the toughest part of this all. Love you, baby. You know, be a steward for both the drivers and the preload. That's one of the things about being on the preload is, you know, Mama Bear Lynn, she was the preload steward, and her being out, the fact that I was able to take that relief position and have a steward implemented in there, very helpful. But I also want to give a shout out to my alternates, my team of driver stewards. We got Greg out on leave right now himself. Actually, one of my mentors, my buddy Manny, holding it down as well as he can. I mean, driver's side is growing as well. And we need to kind of bolster those ranks in terms of stewards. But, you know, we touch base every so often. And of course, Jeanette, who has, you know, just been very, very helpful as always as before. So much so that I felt like we were kind of overloading her. And, you know, she deserves a break. I'm telling you, she's been a tough year and a half. But we're glad it's starting to calm down a little bit. But we'll see what peak brings. So, again, my name is Jay Rich, Northern California's Local 315. Hope you enjoyed this one. If not, maybe you'll enjoy the next one. Got any ideas? Got anything you want to say? Hit me up. You know the deal. Thoroughbred Teamsters Podcast, all one word on Instagram, at NorCal Teamster, all one word on Twitter, NorCalTeamster, and Thoroughbred Teamsters Podcast on Facebook. Hit me up. I'm out.